Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll now tops 5,000 from yesterday's powerful 7.8 earthquake along the Turkish-Syrian border. Search teams and emergency aid are pouring in from around the world as rescuers dig through the rubble in freezing cold weather, hoping to find survivors. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
In the Syrian city of Aleppo,
it's now a race against time.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus says many areas may still be inaccessible.
We're especially concerned about areas where we do not yet have information.
Damage mapping is being conducted to understand where the focus should be. Search teams are arriving from around the world.
Turkey's president has declared a three-month state of emergency. President Biden says he hopes to have a conversation with the American people during tonight's State of the Union address. Our new CBS News poll finds he might be disappointed if they could respond. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
When we asked people to describe the state of the country, they picked the word divided most of all. 62% of Americans said that, and many also said declining and weak. Far fewer, just about 1 in 10, said strong or prospering when describing the country.
The U.S. trade deficit widened in December by 10.5% to its widest gap on record. The Commerce Department says dependence on imports grew as demand for consumer goods and cars picked up. BP Oil is reporting record profits of more than $27 billion for 2022. That's double the year before. Alice Harrison with the nonprofit group Global Witness accuses the industry of profiting from tragedy.
There is the war in the Ukraine, which is a war that's being waged with oil and gas money. And of course, there's the climate crisis. And at the center of all of those crises are a handful of oil and gas companies that last year got even richer.
The judge says prosecutors at Alex Murdoch's murder trial can use important evidence of financial crimes against the disgraced lawyer. Correspondent Nikki Batiste is in Walterboro, South Carolina.
2 weeks after this trial began, the judge's ruling marks a potential breakthrough for the prosecution. They say Alex Murdoch was stealing money from his law firm and clients and claim he killed his wife and son to gain sympathy before his alleged fraud came to light.
Health experts are worried the craze over prescription drugs that help you slim down are keeping them out of the hands of diabetics and the severely obese. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says the side effects of Ozempic and Wegovy can be hard to take.
Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Some people really can't tolerate these drugs because the nausea is so bad. You know, it depends. Some people can tolerate them, some people can't.
The Dow's down 107 points. This is CBS News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. it's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. It's Black History Month, honoring Black History Month. Kat Calvin is on the line with us, the founder and executive director of SpreadTheVote.org and ProjectID.org, the CEO and co-founder of the Project ID Action Fund, and the author of the forthcoming book, American Identity Crisis, which will be out this fall. It's available for pre-sale right now, SpreadTheVote.org. Kat Calvin LA on Twitter, by the way, KatCalvinLA, or Spread the Vote US. Kat, welcome to the program. Tell us about Spread the Vote.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It was so nice hearing that very soothing reading. I feel very relaxed.
That's what we fill on the nonprofit stations while the for-profit stations are running news at the top of the hour and stuff. So a lot of people didn't hear it, but I'm glad it worked for you. So tell me about Spread the Vote.
Yes. So Spread the Vote plus Project ID is our full name. We help people get government issued photo ID. So over 26 million American adults don't have photo ID. And without it, you can't get jobs, you can't get social services, medical care, housing, all sorts of things. And so we year round in 17 states help folks get those IDs, primarily DMV IDs. So that's all the documents, birth certificates, proofs of residency, identity, all of those things, and so that they can have the ID they need to move forward and live their lives. And then during elections, we also help educate those folks and help them get to the polls.
So how does that work? I mean, if somebody listening wanted to participate or volunteer or even try to do it on their own, I mean, how do you find people who don't have ID and how do you help them get ID?
Yeah. Well, finding people isn't difficult with 26 million people who need it.
There you go.
You know, what we do in all of the communities in which we work is we work with folks who are already serving the populations who need IDs. So we work in a lot of shelters, with a lot of jails and prisons, in school districts, all sorts of different areas where there are already folks seeking services so that we can help them get the ID that will help them access services. Mm-hmm. At this point, helped over 10,000 people. So the word gets out. So we also have, you know, phone and email that are sort of constantly ringing off the hook with folks who need help. And then we also work with partners. You know, we have staff who work full time on the ground helping folks get IDs. We have volunteers, but we also train different types of organizations that are already working with folks. Maybe they're case managers working with folks with disabilities, or they're public defenders or things like that. And so we train them and provide funds so that they can also help folks get IDs. So if you're looking to help, you know, there's a couple of different ways. You can certainly go to projectid.org and click volunteer, and we'd love to have you volunteer. You know, if you know someone in your neighborhood or a family member or something who needs help getting an ID, you know, the biggest barrier often is getting a birth certificate. You know, there are 6 to 8 million American adults who don't have access to their birth certificates. It's about 57% of the people we help. And the big challenge there is that if you go to Vital Records and ask for your birth certificate, they will ask for your ID. And the rules for how you get a birth certificate without an ID vary, just not only by state, but even by county. And some are very understanding and make it easy, and some make it wildly difficult, and we have to get, you know, our lawyer on the phone with their lawyer to figure it out. And so the first step would be figuring out, do they have a birth certificate? If not, what are the rules to get one? You can always get in touch with us. You can email idsforlife@projectid.org. We have folks all the time who just email and say, I just need help figuring out the rules, and we're happy to do that. And then once you do that, then you have to figure out, you know, proof of residency, proofs of identity. Every state has different rules, which you can get on the, see on the DMV website. There's a checklist of documents. You have to get all those documents and then, of course, go to the DMV and pay for it. And we've all been to the DMV, so we all know what an adventure that can be.
Yeah, and adventure is a very nice word. You are supportive of the IDs for Inclusive Democracy Act. I was unfamiliar. I didn't even realize this legislation existed. Can you tell me about it?
I can. So this is my greatest dream. The thing I always wanted was this bill, and we were thrilled to introduce it to the House in September with Rep. Sean Casten from Illinois and Rep. Cori Bush from St. Louis. And basically what this bill will do is establish a free federal ID. So basically put us on par with, you know, almost every other country in the world. Our big issue is that we have these 26 million American adults who don't have ID. It's really hard to get. We're the only national ID obtaining organization. There are some great sort of local organizations doing this work. But what we really need is one way to solve the problem. And so by passing the IDs for an Inclusive Democracy Act, we will get everyone. And it's actually for folks 14 and up, because like I said, we work in a lot of schools. There are a lot of young people who need IDs to work, to take the SATs, to start their lives. And this ID will allow them to do that. It will be very safe, very secure. It'll be distributed by post offices like the like passports are, but also like by libraries, which are amazing resources for vulnerable populations, for the unhoused. Of course, librarians are the greatest human beings on earth. My grandmother was a librarian, and it's librarians and astronauts are just better than everybody else. And so having them be able to help distribute these IDs means that we can take it out of the very complicated DMV process. And so our goal is to make sure that every American has the ID they need for jobs, for housing, for medical care. It's better for them. It's better for their families, really for the whole country. The more people we have who are able to work, who are able to have housing. And so we're going to do everything we can to work on getting this bill passed. If you're interested in supporting, you can go to idforid.org and see the text of the bill, see which members of the House have already said they support it, and see different ways that you can get involved.
Now, the opposition to this kind of a program that I've heard from conservatives over the years is it seems to take two forms. One is a fear that it's going to lead to a totalitarian police state, your papers, please, everybody in a giant database, and the government will control us all like zombies. And the other is you've got a lot of very wealthy Americans who are very happy with the fact that you've got almost 30 million Americans who don't have an ID because that means they can't vote. And they are afraid that if those people voted, they would vote for politicians who would, you know, give them, quote, welfare programs. How do you respond to those concerns?
Well, the first one is pretty easy because we all have social security numbers, right? Like, we already have a huge government database that we're all in. And so that's not really...
It's just hysteria.
It's not something worried about. It already exists. You know, we already have state IDs. Eventually, if they ever fully implement it, we'll have real ID, which is, you know, the federal government imposing certain types of requirements on your state ID. But like that's a thing. It exists. We've got social security numbers. Passports exist. IDs exist. We're already there. You know, if one thing you know, COVID proved anything, it's that the government can find out where you are and how much money you have and how many kids you have and then send you a check within days. So, like, we get over it. Like, it's a thing that exists. You know, when it comes to the, you know, the second thing about folks voting, you know, here's my thing. First of all, there are 36 states that have voter ID laws, yes. But that means that there are 14 that don't, including California, which is the most populous state by far, right? And so these, some of these concerns that folks have, it's like, well, we already have folks who are voting. We also, you know, aren't even anywhere close to 100% voter turnout in this country. That's something we still really need to work on, and we'll have to work on beyond this ID. But if you're looking at what's best for the country and what's best for people with money, it's more people having jobs that can then contribute to the economy, that can contribute to taxes. It is not having the incredibly high cost of homelessness. You know, it costs, depending on the state, it can cost $30,000 or $40,000 a year for each unhoused person in a community. You know, we, the costs of incarceration, and we have a real homelessness to incarceration pipeline because we have made it illegal to be homeless in so many jurisdictions. And so if you are someone who is in the top 1%, and I understand a lot about how very rich people live. I understand that they have large yachts with garages for little tiny yachts, which sounds great. And they're all trying to go to space. It also seems like what they really want is just more money. And if you want more money, then you need more people who can buy your, I don't know, Teslas. And in order for them to, they need jobs, they need homes, and they need IDs to get that. So really, this is a situation in which this rising tide would lift all boats.
So it's a win-win all the way around. We're talking with Kat Calvin, the founder and executive director of Spread the Vote and Project ID, the Project ID Action Fund, spreadthevote.org, projectid.org, and also the author of American Identity Crisis. Kat, your book is not out yet, but people can find it online and pre-order it. Give us a quick snapshot of it. I've got about a minute and a half here before we hit a hard break.
It's about everything we're talking about now. It's about how we got to having 26 million American adults without ID, what it looks like not to have it, and how we can solve the problem. You can go to katcalvin.com/pre-order to pre-order it, or it's available Amazon, Target, Barnes, everywhere that there are books, you can pre-order it. Please do. I think it's kind of funny.
Pardon?
It's a good book.
Yeah, I it sounds like it. Kat Calvin, by the way, KATCALVIN.com. Kat, how did we, in 40 seconds here, how did we get to a situation where 26 million people don't have ID?
9/11, we made the rules to get IDs much more difficult, and it cut a lot of people out of the system.
Oh, really? It's just that simple?
It's pretty much that.
Wow. And so the solution to that is what? To dial back on the stringency of those requirements?
No, it's just to pass the IDs for an Inclusive Democracy Act. We can make sure that our IDs are just as secure, but also make sure that people have them. We just didn't do the second part of that when we changed all the rules.
Right. And so, we have a tendency in this country to go for the quick fixes rather than the deep systemic solutions that actually are needed. Kat Calvin, the founder and executive director, spreadthevote.org, projectid.org, upcoming author of the upcoming book, American Identity Crisis. Also, Kat Calvin, KATCALVIN.com. Kat, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you for having me.
It's been my pleasure. It's great meeting you. Thank you. We'll be back. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Want to get into this. How can a senator's... Oh, hang on.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
How can one senator stop a good judge from being nominated by the Biden administration? And how can we fix that situation? I'll tell you about that after the break. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time, you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They're the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now! Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. So you may have heard of blue slips. Blue slips are where when, let's say that President Biden nominates a judge from Oregon to the federal bench. And the theory is that the senators from Oregon, in my case, it would be Jeff Merkley and Ron Wyden, would know that judge, because the judge was from Oregon, better than anybody else in the Senate. And so by way of recommending that judge, they hand in what's called a blue slip. I don't know that they even still use the piece of paper, but it used to be an actual blue piece of paper. And by way of saying, yes, you know, I endorse this. And what has happened is that, and this started with Ron Johnson when he discovered, the senator from Wisconsin, when he discovered that a nominee that he had previously supported was gay, and suddenly he didn't like that guy being on the court anymore. And so he withheld his vote. This was, by the way, that guy that I'm talking about is Mark Pocan's brother, who is also gay. Both Congressman Pocan and his brother, Judge Pocan, are gay. And, you know, Ron Johnson withheld his blue slip. And so that nomination went down in flames, which is just wrong. But we've been assuming that this, and by the way, this happens in the Senate Judiciary Committee. This doesn't happen in the Senate as a whole. You have to get out of the Judiciary Committee to be considered on the floor of the Senate. And so the blue slip process happens in the committee. And it turns out, you know, the chairman of the committee is Dick Durbin of Illinois, the senator from Illinois. And he has been honoring Republicans' failure to return blue slips and blowing up judicial nominations based on that. But it wasn't always this way. It turns out that when Joe Biden ran the same committee in the 80s and 90s, if somebody didn't turn in a blue slip, he would say, okay, so we now know that you don't advise us to put this person on the court, but we're not going to end the nomination because of that. We're going to examine this person, you know, in light of your statement that you don't support them. And many of those people actually got put on the bench. Right now, and this, by the way, is an op-ed in today's or yesterday's New York Times. It's titled, How to Stop a Senator from Blocking a Federal Judge. And if you live in Illinois, I strongly encourage you to call Senator Durbin's office and tell him, you know, stop acknowledging the Republican blue slip, obstruction of Joe Biden's nominees. Just stop. You don't need to do it. It's not a Senate rule. It's just a tradition. And it's not a rule that President Biden followed when he was in that same position, in Dick Durbin's position. It's fascinating. I didn't realize it was that cut and dry. I thought that there was something to this, and it might even require a change in Senate rules. But nope, it's just up to Dick Durbin. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So that's one more call to the United States Senate at 202-225-3121. Good luck. We'll be right back with your calls.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed more than 2,600 people, and there could be more bodies trapped under buildings. This man says the shaking started in the middle of the night.
Just instinctively, we just ran for our lives out of the building. And then we saw other families just coming out, running for their lives as well from the building.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio are warning people a train derailment with dangerous chemicals on board could still blow up. Charles Emix with the Red Cross.
Chaotic. A lot of people don't want to leave their house. They don't understand what the dangers are. Some of them have pets at their home, and it's hard to convince them to get out.
Retired General H.R. McMaster says that Chinese spy balloon clearly violated international law.
Part of a sustained campaign of espionage against the United States. So I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us.
Crews are still working to recover its pieces. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bock Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? You know, that holiday is just around the corner. Well, put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from mancrates.com. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts that he's going to truly love. Like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. And personalization is free. And he put his name right on the decanter. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use that code LOVE20 at mancrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's LOVE20, L-O-V-E-2-0, LOVE20, as the code at mancrates.com. And welcome back. Special greeting on KPFT to Ocean and all the vegans listening in or participating. And thanks for pitching for the station during our show, Ocean. Much appreciated. Bill in Talos Heights, Illinois. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's up?
You know, I was just thinking, like, you never hear a Republican talk about the other side of the ledger. You never hear about income, which, of course, comes from taxes. And it's just ridiculous. And just, you know, just a couple of people were talking in the beginning here, talking about the libertarian. Mm-hmm. You're talking about T-bills. I just looked at the chart, and you can get 4.9% on a nine-month treasury bill, which you have to buy through your broker from, of course. But, I mean, that's more than we've ever gotten in a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
Treasury Direct, by the way, is, I think it's treasurydirect.gov. I could be wrong, but you can buy treasuries online.
But that's almost 5%.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, the reason why I'm calling is because the transfer, you talked about the trillions of dollars that are going over to corporations. Mm-hmm. But, again, there's a balance sheet, and if everybody wants to enjoy a good life in America, it's got to be paid for. Mm-hmm. And it's not being shared right. That's the way I look at it. Maybe I am a socialist, but, I mean, it just, in the long run, it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense.
I'm sorry, finish your thought.
No, I just don't get why they never talk about how we can get more money. If you just take a little tweak of that interest or the tax rate for the corporations, it transfers into a lot of money.
Yeah, billions, trillions. I don't get what's so wrong with the word socialist. I mean, I realize this, you know, the communists used that word, the USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, but you know, being social, being concerned about society, being having the worldview that we're all in this together and every man's death diminishes me, for I am involved in mankind, you know, to quote John Donne, or actually be a whole lot easier just to quote Jesus, you know, it seems like a good thing to me and something we should celebrate. Bill, thank you. Your point's well made. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm in the state of Florida, so I thought I would discuss the miscarriage of justice that blatantly defies the basic right to privacy. I don't understand.
Which one is that?
Why? Pardon?
Which miscarriage of justice defies privacy? Which one? Are you talking about DeSantis wanting to know the menstrual records of teenage athletes?
Yes. The miscarriage, it was a play on words, miscarriage of justice.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't it wasn't very funny.
I
just think it's Ron DeSantis believing, running around as if he was elected to police our daughter's menstrual cycles.
Right.
Now, just out of the blue, for no, I don't know, justifiable moral or ethical reason, people in power, positions of power, have gathered that they can start terrifying young girls, and they're doing it.
Yep.
Now, between, I think it's 10 and 15% of all known pregnancies end in miscarriage. Can you imagine 10 to 15% of all known pregnancies end in miscarriage? Couples they won't tell people they're expecting, because this is, everybody knows that this is a time with inherent risk.
Right.
And all the fears of reporting all of these things the worst things that could possibly happen. Imagine if you're a young teenage girl and you have to watch TV and it says, oh, if you get this script, tell your doctor that you might be or are planning to become pregnant. And they're like, oh, no. Imagine telling your parents and your teachers and your coach.
Right.
Imagine putting the changes of all these young hormonal adolescent girls on display like a fish in a bowl. I mean, that is emotional torture. We're talking about people in adolescence going through changes. These are our kids that are supposed to be taking tests and writing papers. I don't understand why we're not just all up in arms. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't think it's just, oh, now look what he's doing.
Oh, your point is well made, Lori, and I would remind you that when Mike Pence, who wants to be president, when he was governor of Indiana, he proposed legislation that the state would basically maintain a database of the menstrual periods of every woman in the state, and that if any woman had a miscarriage, she had to report it to the police, she had to present herself to the police to prove that it was actually a miscarriage and not an abortion, and the remains of that miscarriage, which is in the first few months, is just basically like a menstrual period, that the remains of that had to be buried. They had to have a funeral. I mean, this is how whacked out these whack jobs are. Lori, thank you for the call. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks. Well, with regard to Mike Pence, my thought is that the reason Pence came out for privatizing Social Security is that he did that after Charles Koch said that he and his billionaire buddies were going to look for other candidates to support in 2024. And Koch has always called Social Security entitlements, and he thinks people who get Social Security, he calls them special interests. So he's always wanted to get rid of it. And my thought is that that's why Pence came out with this privatization that failed under W, because he's trolling for billionaire dollars.
I think you're right. I think you're probably right. Although, you know, this has been an article of faith among the Republicans ever since, you know, August of 1935. So it's like, you know,
as Mark Pocan, you said Social Security is socialism, and Republicans were opposed to it under FDR. They called FDR a socialist, and of course, what we got now is corporate socialism.
Yep. $600 billion a year in subsidies to the fossil fuel industry alone. Yep, I'm with you, John. Thank you, Mark in Long Beach, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Good afternoon, Mr. I'm sorry. Good morning, Mr. Hartman.
Thomas,
can you hear me? Okay,
I hear you just fine, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, if you'd be so kind, would you be kind enough to give me a number of agreement on the following that I'm going to tell you? It's just a couple sentences. I plan on voting for President Biden. I think he should not run for a second term, along with 58% of Democrats across the country. A young, charismatic, Kennedy-esque person like Governor Gavin Newsom of California would really galvanize the youth and liberal vote. And who knows, in 6 years, at the age of 86, if President Biden even is going to be alive. And finally, Mr. Biden, leave office after one term, claim your accomplishments and achievements, and go down as a good one-term president.
Yeah.
I give you the floor.
You know, Mark, I am concerned about President Biden's age, but that said, he has demonstrated that he is completely here. He's totally sharp. He's completely with it. It's not like when Ronald Reagan ran for his second term and it was already obvious to the people around him that he was slipping into Alzheimer's. It's a very, very different situation. So if Joe Biden is going to run for re-election, and it certainly looks like he is, then I'm going to support him all the way. If he chooses not to run for re-election, then I think that Kamala Harris should have a shot at it. But there will be a primary, and we'll get to decide that. I do agree with you that that the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, would be a spectacular candidate. I think there's a few others out there who would be really good candidates. I think your new governor for Pennsylvania I'm drawing a blank on it now. But he this guy really knows how to speak. He's really, really good. I don't think it's as simple as saying, well, here's a number and here's whether I agree or disagree. I really think that it's a larger issue than that. Thank you for the call, though. We'll be back. It's coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Stick around. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls after this. Stick around. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million-plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, they have upfront project pricing, so you'll know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. I love cruising. Louise and I, these are our favorite vacations because you only unpack once. You can choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines on this amazing journey. You'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Cruising is absolutely the coolest way to vacation. Check it out, AmericanCruiseLines.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, K-Dan in Madison, Wisconsin. Is that a typo or is it actually K-Dan?
It's just Dan.
Oh, it's just Dan. Okay, I thought maybe it was a typo. So what's up, Dan?
I just had a different aspect on the national ID. When I used to bartend downtown on campus, you know, you get IDs from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how are you supposed to spot a fake ID from all over the country, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then and the cops come in, you know, and check for fake IDs. And, of course, they're... underage drinkers won't show their fake IDs to the cop. They'd rather take the underage drinking ticket to the fake ID ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the bar and the bartender get tickets
right.
for serving underage.
Right.
And so, I'm like, I said that 15 years ago. I'm like, God, I wish we just had one ID to look at.
Right. So you could spot the phony one. That makes perfect sense. I mean, I have no idea what a Wyoming driver's license looked like, for example,
You know, and they change all the time.
Yeah, yeah. No, it makes perfect sense.
It drove me nuts.
Yeah, I can imagine. Dan, thanks. That was a very useful contribution to the conversation about that. I appreciate it. Sherry in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hey, Sherry, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I would like to say that the left does itself no favors by continuing to conflate the word socialist and socialism. Democratic socialists are Cuba, China, Vietnam, and Laos. No one in the Democratic
Party...
Those
countries actually all call themselves communist, Sherry.
That's what their economic platform is socialism. They are Marxist socialist economic platforms for the communist filth of
right, using Karl Marx definition, okay.
Okay, now, what I'm saying is, it's not doing ourselves any favor because that's what's winning over the Hispanic population in Florida and South Texas, because they think, literally, that's what the Republicans are telling them, that the Democrats are socialists,
right.
when we are not. FDR was a capitalist. FDR was a capitalist, devout Democrat. Democrats create social programs. Social, adjective, describes a noun, program, noun. Social studies. So adjective describes the noun. Social adjective describes the noun. Media, the noun. That's what differentiates the two. It's literal grammar. That's why social democracy is not the same as democratic socialism, because social democracy is all capital.
So, Sherry, how do you deal with the fact that the Denmark and Sweden describe themselves, Norway, in their own literature, describe themselves as democratic socialist nations?
All of them are Catholic.
All right.
The Nordic model is...
I got it, Sherry. Thank you. Tony in Stafford, Virginia. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind today?
Okay, you were talking about them blue slips.
Yeah.
Grassley had that. He did that. He changed it. And that's
he ignored
how Trump
them.
Was able to get a whole lot of judges in.
Yep, he ignored them.
And
Dick Durbin should do the same.
Durbin also does a special on MSNBC about student loans.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that produced it, he asked Durbin, told Durbin that Schumer would put it for a vote in the Senate if he would get it out of committee.
Mm-hmm.
And Durbin said that he would try to get it out before the end of the session.
Right.
And of course, I was watching and nothing of it.
Well, that could have to do with Republicans on the committee or one. I mean, all it takes is one Democrat to blow that up too in the Senate on the committee.
Yeah,
because
it's
an almost evenly split committee. It's got a one vote majority of Democrats, I believe.
I didn't realize how they compounded student loans. That's like daily, you know.
It can
and,
be. Depends
on the loan
you've
got. They just borrowed $50,000. And now it's up over 100,000, going on 200,000.
Yeah, it is. It is a problem. Tony, thank you. Ruth in West Los Angeles. Hey, Ruth, what's up?
Hi, thank you so much, and thank you for supporting KPFK with all your announcements.
Always.
About Gavin Newsom, don't let anybody get enthralled by his good looks or slick hair. He has not allowed an inspection of our 60-year-old nuclear plants in Diablo Canyon when they're supposed to be decommissioned at 40 years. He's not allowing that. He's also decreased the subsidy for people who are doing solar. I'm sure it's a bit.
Did he do that, or did the California legislature do that?
No, I believe he did. That's what I've heard, basically. Or he signed the bill, let's put
it
that way.
Right, if he signed the bill, then the California legislature did it.
I don't know, and I will find that out. But basically, he's been in the pocket of big interests, and even though I started out being a fan of his, not anymore. So yeah. I'm not a fan of Kamala Harris, but... I do want people to know that. We could be another Fukushima here.
Yeah.
So,
this is part of a larger problem, too, Ruth, that you're identifying, which is that in order to reach the point where you can be the governor of a state with almost 40 million people in it, you got to have a hell of a lot of money. And where does the money come from? Well, sadly, a lot of it comes from places like PG&E. I get it. Ruth, thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll be, and thank you for being with us today, for hanging out through our program these 3 hours. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. There is so much we need to do in so little time. I mean, there's so much on the line right now. So have a great afternoon. We'll continue our conversations tomorrow. Talk to you then. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time, you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/Tom.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.